This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Lost Contact, written by Nathan Heistad, performed by Ray Porter. Lost Contact. The Bridge Sequence, Book 1. Prologue. September 24th, 1989. Sweat clung to Dirk's forehead and he wiped it off with a dusty sleeve. This was finally happening. The relic was heavy in his hands, even though it easily fit into one palm. He flipped the object around, ensuring each of the six hexagons was placed in the proper order.
"We can't do this," Clayton said, striding forward.
The torches flickered as a breeze penetrated the cave, sending long, dancing shadows across the far wall. Dirk watched them for a moment, almost expecting something to step out from the darkness.
"You know we have to. Are you telling me you don't want to see what happens after all we've been through? We'll be the first people to solve the mystery, our life's work."
Dirk could have kept talking, but he saw the change in Clay's expression. His counterpart shoved round glasses up the bridge of his nose and frowned. Clay held his hand out, hovering it above the artifact, and Dirk smiled at the man's tattoo. He had the same one on his shoulder. His thoughts drifted to his home, thousands of miles away. At this hour, his wife would just be waking up, preparing their children for the school day. He'd miss them fiercely.
"Are you sure we can trust them?"
Clay asked, indicating the cave's exit. Dirk's gaze followed, pausing to look at the sketches from thousands of years ago.
"They'll do what we paid for. No sense in angering the gods,"
he told his friend, and Clay nodded absently. Dirk walked to the cavern wall, running a finger across a rough etching. The creature was taller than the man depicted beside it, its head elongated, the eyes almond-shaped. It had been somebody's god centuries ago, an extraterrestrial from the stars. He turned the artifact over, seeing a matching shape on one of the sides. This was their final stop after procuring the sixth token.
"We still don't know if the bridge exists. Maybe we should check the—"
"No, Clay. We've been searching for years. This is the moment we've dreamt about."
Clay shifted on his feet, his dirty boots kicking up dust.
"Things are different now. We have families, Dirk. We're not kids anymore."
Realization sparked in Dirk's mind, and he set the artifact on the stone pedestal, grabbing Clay by the collar as calmly as he could.
"You didn't believe. You never thought we'd solve it."
"I wanted to, but I can't go through with this," Clay muttered.
Dirk had to change tactics. He'd go alone if necessary, but provisions had been arranged, and he didn't trust Clay to disperse their findings properly. If anyone got wind of what they'd discovered, it would change everything, and Dirk didn't think it would be for the better. No. He needed to learn what lay beyond the bridge. Hardy had so many theories, and if even one of them was true, they were going to need assistance from the other side.
"You're brilliant, Clay. I couldn't have solved these riddles alone. Your mapping abilities saved us on numerous occasions. Contrary to all of this, we have no idea what we're going to find, but I know one thing. We're a team. I can't do this without help. The entire human race needs us. They didn't leave these on our planet for fun. They want us to come to them. Now's our chance,"
Dirk said, letting go of Clay's shirt. The other man wiped nervous palms on his pants and nodded with resolve.
"Fine. We've worked hard on this. Believe me, I want to know if we're alone in the universe as much as you do."
It seemed like Clayton was back on board.
"That's right, my friend.
It's time."
Dirk was nervous too, scared to death of what they might uncover. But he was more afraid that their dreams would shatter, that he'd have to return home empty-handed with nothing but an old relic holding six hexagons they'd acquired from around the world over nearly two decades of exploring. He wasn't sure he could go on, if that was the case. Not if what their previous benefactor had told them was true.
"Wait one moment, I need to give them something," Clay said, and Dirk saw the folded piece of paper in the man's front pocket.
He crossed the room, snatching it from the man's vest.
"It's nothing perilous, Dirk. Relax."
Dirk unfolded it, revealing coordinates and a series of numbers and letters. He passed it back.
"What the hell is this?"
"Something for my daughter," Clay said. "I left her money in an account."
"Fine, but be quick," Dirk said,
turning his attention to the artifact once again. It was ready. From the information he'd compiled on the bridge, he was confident the hexagons had been placed correctly. All they needed to do was activate it.
Hardy would be so proud of them.
Hunter Madison would be furious. Clay returned, white as a ghost and clearly terrified.
"We are about to uncover the truth,"
Dirk said, smiling widely despite his own apprehension. The torches flickered again, though Dirk didn't feel any wind, and he lowered the artifact to the center of the stone podium. It was directly in the middle of the cave and was 20 yards from any edge of the room. The ceiling was lofty, and opening overhead showcased the stars in a perfectly clear night sky. Dirk stayed on one side of the podium with Clay on the other as they'd practiced, and both set their hands to the device. It was made from an otherworldly material, a dense, matte black metal, and it was cool to the touch, even after spending most of the night in Dirk's clammy grip. He rotated it, ensuring the switch atop the cube faced up.
"Are you ready?"
Dirk asked. The nerves he'd been ignoring surged forward, threatening to overtake his actions. He considered leaving. Maybe it was better not knowing what lay beyond the bridge. He'd likely wasted the last 17 years of his life on this fool's errand. Clay watched patiently with eyes darting behind his spectacles, and Dirk waited for him to nod curtly before pressing the switch. Nothing happened. Relief flooded his mind, and his shoulders promptly relaxed. He laughed, unable to stop the feeling of joy. Clay didn't join him.
"The fifth token. It's sideways."
Dirk turned it, realizing his mistake.
"I was sure I had them in the proper placement."
He stepped away from the stone lectern, hands shaking, but Clay took hold of his wrist and dragged him back.
"You're not going anywhere. Fix it and try again. You spent all this time convincing me, and now you're too afraid?"
Clay was angry. Dirk planted his feet and only nodded in response. He corrected the token, sliding it from its metal arms. He swiveled the hexagon, the peaks directing upward, and set it on the surface again.
"Here we go."
The apprehension withdrew this time, and when he triggered the device, sparks ignited from the corners of the artifact. Neither of them let go as the specks of light grew in intensity, swirling around the cave. The wind tunnel blew out the torches, and a calmness overtook Dirk. Unabashed tears streamed down his cheeks as the brightness increased, and he craned his neck upwards, no longer able to see the same stars through the aperture in the cave's ceiling. Blue light rushed from above, enveloping the pair of treasure hunters, and Dirk smiled as he was thrust to the sky. He'd done it.